Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
This is Northwest News on KNKX. The death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro topped international headlines this week, and it got us wondering what happens now to the communist state he established nearly 60 years ago. This week on Going Places, 88.5's Ed Ronco and our travel expert Matthew Brumley place a phone call to Alejandro Infante, a friend and a tour guide in Havana.
Alejandro, what's going on in Havana right now?
There are huge, huge lines in the Revolution Square. You know, I had to stand there for 3 hours. Hundreds of thousands of people are going there.
I want to turn to Matthew Brumley. He has a question for you, Ale. I'm going to let him ask it.
So one of the things I was just thinking about is this generational? Do you find that the people that are younger, let's say under 30 years old, have a different relationship with Fidel or had a different relationship with him than people that are, you know, over a certain age?
I think those folks who lived through the revolution, you know, the very beginning, the early years of the revolution, when they saw all the changes coming, when they saw the government changing for the first time in history, then, you know, all those folks, I think those are the ones who are most affected. And, you know, that generation that I'm talking about, you know, like my parents, they lived through all those years, 1960s, 1970s. Although you can see a lot of people like in my age range that, you know, are really affected. For example, today on Cuban News, we had Elian Gonzalez, remember?
Elian Gonzalez, to remind people, a young Cuban boy who came to the United States in the 1990s. His mother died. Relatives in Miami were taking care of him, and the U.S. government made a controversial decision to send him back to his father in Cuba, who was his next of kin.
Yeah, he was there on television with his father expressing all his gratitude, his eternal gratitude to Fidel Castro for bringing him back to Cuba with his family.
Alejandro, of course, all the Paladar restaurants are open. The nightclubs, are they open? I mean, are things closed down for a bit?
Yeah, there's a national mourn right now. So everything has been closed down. So there are no clubs. Of course, you can go to dine in a restaurant, but there's no, you cannot have alcoholic beverages or anything like that. It's going to be a 9 days mourning for Fidel's death.
Does the death of Fidel Castro change Cuba in any big way? He hasn't been in power since 2008. His brother Raul has been in charge. But does his passing mean any kind of big change for your country?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. This is going to mean a change in many ways. And I don't know exactly how. That is the $1 million question right now. How will the country change? So in which direction are we going to move now? That also depends on a really big extent on what's going to happen right now in the U.S. after President-elect Trump takes over, you know, takes office, you know, because he has spoken already of setting back the clock and, you know, like cut off the Cuba deals. And it's like if I ask you right now, what's going to happen in America? No one knows.
So we're really, I think what we've all learned here today is that we're in a kind of a special period where no one really knows what direction this is going to go.
It's really intriguing. I don't know where, no one really can tell in which directions our two countries are going right now. It's right. You know, I think we're both living really interesting times right now.
Ale, thank you for taking so much time for us, and the best to you and your family. It's always great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Alejandro Infante is a guide in Havana. He joined us on the line from Cuba. Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear this conversation and more Going Places conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.